Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Political analyst Steve Roberts, our guest, as we take a look at the overall picture of politics and what's going on in Washington. Steve, we'll start actually down in Florida, where we were having this discussion toward the tail end of last week. There's been a lot of attention placed on Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis working together, where they have been obvious foes in the past. And, you know, late last week,
it'll be in the future.
Yeah, it could be in the future, too. That's right. You know, Steve, late last week, I made the point that does it say something about our political climate that this is a story at all? I mean, in the past, a disaster happens and it's just obvious. People drop politics. They work together and they get going on things like this. Now it seems like everyone's holding their breath. What's it going to look like at the table, the two of them sitting? Can they work together? And that's all anyone wants to know.
Well, that's a fair point. And it is certainly true that this role that President Biden will play this week in Puerto Rico and again in Florida later in the week is this very important role of the presidency. It's sometimes called consoler-in-chief. And it has two dimensions. And one is very tangible. I don't care how conservative the governor of Florida is. I don't care how much they resent Washington. The fact is, when you have a disaster like this, suddenly Washington becomes essential because no state can survive a kind of disaster like Hurricane Ian by itself. And so President Biden comes bearing federal aid. And Governor DeSantis, to his credit, is saying nice things about the Washington, saying nice things about President Biden. In fact, not the first time this has happened. If you go back to the disaster at Surfside in the early days of the Biden administration, when that building collapsed, DeSantis and Biden were quite chummy and quite mutually complimentary. And it is true that it's noteworthy in part because it's so rare. And you know, that someone like DeSantis and Biden, who could well be running against each other for the presidency in 2 years. But that's the nature of this particular moment in American politics. A disaster like this does override party lines. And it's not just the federal aid that's important. President Biden will also be bringing, as the head of the country and the head of state, not just the head of government, he'll be bringing an emotional and even spiritual source of support for the victims. And if you think about the recent history of the presidency, some of the most indelible moments we'll ever remember are when a president plays this role of consoler-in-chief. Ronald Reagan, after the Challenger disaster on television, consoling a devastated country. George Bush at Ground Zero after 9/11, vowing revenge. Bill Clinton at Oklahoma City after the bombing there killed almost 200 people. Barack Obama breaking into a hymn at the church in Charleston, South Carolina, at the funeral of a minister who had been gunned down there. These are among the most indelible memories of and images of the modern presidency, and they all relate to this role of consoler-in-chief, who doesn't just bring federal aid, he brings a spiritual sense of support and comfort to a bereaved community.
Well, Steve, do you feel like we're maybe in a grace period right now with this storm that is soon going to bubble over and explode as people wait for services and resources?
Well, it depends in part on what happens. You know, it is certainly true that disasters can bring people together, but in the aftermath, the suffering can cause a lot of recriminations. So we don't know yet. I mean, a lot depends on how much federal aid can you get in there quickly, how effectively the Republican administration of Florida works with the federal government. There are a lot of variables here. But it is a grace period in the sense that right now, everybody has the same goal. It's a rare moment in politics, right? Everybody has the same goal, which is to help the suffering people in Florida. And at this moment, you know, politics is pushed aside. Now, everything a governor does, everything a president does has political ramifications in the long run. But right now, I think to be honest about this, I think they're on the same page. They both want the same thing, which is to alleviate the suffering and the dislocation as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Whether they can do that or not, that's an open question. But right now, it is a grace period because everybody's on the same page.
You know, Steve, switching focus, if we could, poll after poll would show economic issues kind of top of mind of voters heading into the November elections. And I'm wondering if, you know, last week we were talking about the price of heating your home. It's going to go up this year, seemingly no matter where you are, even here in Western New York. How much will that play a factor in the November elections? You know, here's something, a price of something that's going to go up and you're likely to feel it for the first time, maybe right as you're going to the poll on election day.
This can only hurt the Democrats. It can only hurt the Democrats. The fact is, when you are running the country, you get more credit for good economic news than you deserve, and you get more blame for bad economic news than you deserve, because the president really has, president doesn't have much to say about the price of heating oil, right? I mean, you know, the Federal Reserve is the only real institution in Washington that has effective leverage that can really influence the economy. But the, you know, the fate of the economy is settled by millions of individual decisions that are made all over by every day. And the president has very little influence here. But it is true that the latest analysis of people who really watch the elections closely, they're starting to see a bit of a fade from the summer boom for the Democrats, that as the abortion decision of the spring fades into memory a little bit, economic issues are now creeping back into first place. And look, every voter is a combination of many factors. You know, a suburban woman who's outraged at the Dobbs decision is also paying a heating bill, right? It's not as if anybody is a one-issue voter. And so one of the key questions is going to be, looking forward, do the gloomy economic news, the downturn in the stock market, the tenacity of inflation, is this going to outweigh some of the advantages Democrats saw over the summer? It's got to be very worrisome for the Democrats. This is not a trend that they is going to be helpful to them.
Steve, as always, thank you.
Sure.
Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.